Good afternoon and welcome to your program Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell. Me where they bring to you the program this afternoon, Mina Theodore Arena. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program, Midday Show. You can be part of the program by way how you can send a text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. The program where you listen to na Midday Show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. With me na the studio today for push the program, I get with me the coordinator for Christ Mission Campaign International. We come for can't talk about the annual school conference we then just done. You go tell family the ado and you go continue for day with me inside the program.
Family, good afternoon. You know the coordinator for Christ Mission Campaign.
Okay, stay with me inside the program as we go take the first issue inside the program this afternoon. Friday, June 16, 2017, Salon been join other country them na Africa for celebrate the Day of the African Child through the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs with a local team. We say join and for make Salon Pikin them better take go. Also, the Vice President Victor Bokarifo inside a message to the Pikin them Akambia don't promise say government go continue for protect Pikin them from all forms of violence in the country. We reporter Usman Kamara been day part of this celebration and puts together this report for we.
From 1976 to 2017, about 41 years now, we plenty students that may die in South Africa in some protests where they may do for tap the plenty discrimination that make the United Nations may put one side June 16 as well for member then students here we may die inside this protest. For sake of this, make Salon don't join other countries through the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children Affairs for celebrate this day. Where the theme for this year now, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development for Children in Africa, Accelerating Protection, Empowerment, and Equality Opportunity. And the local team na Salona join an for make Salon Pikin better tego. Also the Vice President, Ambassador Victor Bokarifo, assure people them when me dey inside the celebration at Cambia District say governments go continue for protect Pikin their rights.
The government will continue to protect the children against exploitative labor, harmful traditional practices, including female genital cutting, early marriage, street children, or child-headed households through the following measures. 1. Adoption of a more family-focused, prevention-oriented approach to intervene earlier with families in crisis. This will require a review of the existing statutory and court-based child protection response. 2. Strengthening the interaction between community support mechanisms and more formal protective services, building upon positive local customs and practices for crisis resolution in communities.
Vice President Ambassador Victor Bokarifo say governments don't put plenty policy and law them for look inside picking their rights all over Salon.
A number of policies and laws have developed to fully promote child protection issues in the country. We have signed and ratified the Convention on the Rights of Child, African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, and we are up to date as a state in our reporting obligations to both the UN and the AU. At the national level, we have domesticated these international and regional instruments through the Child Rights Act 2007. Additionally, we have adopted the National Child Welfare Policy and the National Alternative Care Policy. This is a major achievement for the government of Australia through the Ministry of Social Welfare, gender and children's affairs.
We immediately read them position paper where Children Forum Network puts together. The public relation officer, Kariatuba, say plenty thing them still day where they affect picking them and self me make recommendation to the government and other solidarity organization them.
We are always abused and exploited, thus violating our fundamental human rights and our future development. Issues affecting boys and girls in school. Sexual harassment for grade among teachers. No school buses for children living in district communities. Increase of teenage pregnancy among adolescent girls in all schools, including sexual transmitted diseases. Lack of health facilities. Most times, teachers inflict extra charges on children and parents for their own self-benefit instead of effective learning. Poor facility for disabled children. The recommendations are: governments strengthen the family support unit of the CLU police to punish all perpetrators of sexual abuse.
Wugiatu Nene Tuwe Koroma, now the Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children Affairs. We him in the talk. He say, although the ministry don't try, for tap plenty bad things the way they happen to Pekin and the country, but say, still they get challenge.
With the first challenge is because they say, when you deal with Pekin quick, they make money. When you deal with Pekin quick for married, you they bring poverty in your house. And the community deteriorates. In the presentation on the end-child marriage, the Pekin they blame the chief. Then they put dollar for the religious leaders. And the religious leaders, they accept them. Then they put dollar for the brothers and the sisters, the auntie and the uncle, all man they accept them. You know if you allow the Pekin to get education, how much money the boy will bring for you. Now waiting the Pekin and they tell me. After they get a 3-day session. So this before begin look, we waiting at them village then. Waiting me to make progress. So we get to team up with government.
The deputy minister end up say, the ministry gladly, where government so make the justice sector, they look over the local court them, so that people, where they do bad to picking them, go begin face the law for the society, for radio democracy. Mina Usman Kamara, the report.
Plenty thank you to Radio Democracy, Usman Kamara. We put together that report for we on June 16. Outside Vice President Zontok say government go continue for give support to picking them. The program na made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Earlier on, I tell on I say I get with me inside the studio the coordinator for Christ Mission Campaign International. We come for can talk but then just concluded conference and same way so the operation we then done the doom. It will first tell we about the conference where they may hold this Saturday we pass soon.
Yeah, the conference now for students actually, we decide for do them every year now, an annual school conference. And we get them this Saturday as we pass, and we get a huge turnout from different schools. The conference just done, and we hope for continue again next year with the same conference.
So what are the people that want to target?
And we student them from from some schools within the central part or the western part of region.
So waiting are some of the things that we want to discuss inside this conference here, so as tsunami organize them for students.
When in a conference we discuss certain topics where we feel safe is vital for students. Of course, this year we decide for cater for both the GSS and SS because we don't do this conference once, we just cater for SS, senior student. And we talk on certain topics. Number one, we talk on and fulfilling God's plan and purpose in a generation at risk, or God's plan for a generation at risk. We believe, say, we live in a generation at risk. If you look at the statistics of invent around the world today, look at juvenile delinquencies, no young people in death, you just young, they commit all sort of crimes. you consider how the world is going, now the situations around the world go really tell you, say, if God not help with generation right now, you go, so few years from now, things then get for out of hand. You know, there are certain things many years ago, if you see young people in Duam, then telling they, it looks strange, but now it's so common. You see people in the Kostner Street, it's just so common. The thing is just was, you know, and we decide for talk, say, God also get a plan for even a generation where they go in that direction.
So we then think then the way on Adam tell them picking there, so wait on them once for make them go do.
The one for me then go put anything in the into practice. For instance, another topic we I say we be discuss on maintaining sexual purity. We believe say the best way we student and cable for really concentrate on the academics concerning the area of sex, now we then wait until the time reach for marriage. We don't believe say then for encourage students they will just they at senior school for involving to sexual practices, but like sometimes they we can notice say they can give them condoms, say not just go just prevent, and like we believe say the best method for student not for wait until the time reach. And we can't discover say student in involving a lot of sexual perversion today. Pornography now the order of the day, most of them can spend time na internet just they browse naked pictures, and it affects the concentration self. You never for focus on you studies very well. Then they left small, they don't put on per man business, woman business. So we include also a topic like that, how they go able for maintain. And people in Medellin are experts in that field. They don't get experience in counseling. We're able for handle that side very well. And also something today we'll talk on career, how you go for identify your career. We be, you know, something that we discover, because like we said, we don't go school. We discover say student and they're not going to what they want for becoming life. Like when they can only sit beke, because after beke exams, so you go to a senior school, we can choose whether na science or na commercial or na art. Some can follow then come in party, then maybe don't sit beke, because they don't want for them the same team. So they ask if na commercial you pick, you know, then you see them go to that commercial area. Not able for really know what they want for becoming life. So we also include that in somebody, they will handle that very well. We believe so they will for build on that.
Okay, so the picking the one I mean choose now only Christian or the mimics?
No, we announced na school assembly, but mostly we because since they get some scripture unions na school, we connect with them more for get membership, but we be also announced na school assembly so that other people may also benefit.
So now the common speaking there will talk about women benefits from well, this
the number of students that will be registered for the school conference now about 350. Around that way register, because we can do registration for know the number where they come. Why not? Because we can cater for them. Since we can engage them throughout Saturday, we can provide them breakfast and lunch and other materials we can get out. So we can want for know the number actually where they come, so that we not go overestimate or underestimate. So the number we register around 350 students we register for the conference.
So what's the aim for this conference here? So
the aim of the conference now for open the minds of young people then. That you can also then a world where already they go in the wrong direction and you decide for make the right choice. And with your own choice, you can able for influence other also for, other people and also for make the right choice. We desire now for create awareness now young people in life, so that in the future, probably a few years from now, we will get a society where at least few people able for stand for waiting right.
Okay, Continue for day with me inside the studio as I go join you back shortly. We'll take another issue inside the program this afternoon. The Mana River Union don't get new Secretary General from Liberia. We take over the position after we Guinean Dr. Sirian Daraba Kaba in over 5 year term done. Outside the new Secretary General for the Mana River Union, Ambassador Madina Wose, we been the work for the Liberia government inside this interview with Mabel Kaba, talk about how he plan for continue with the union in work in the sub-region. And he say, he believes say, Salon Liberia and other country them, now the union gets the political will for achieve the union goal them. Mabel Kaba talk more inside this interview to the newly Secretary General.
I believe that the peoples of Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone are one in the same people. And our outgoing Secretary General noted that there are 9 common local languages that we speak fluently and frequently amongst these countries, between Lomé and Godrich, that junction. The behavior the confusion, the market, the transport, the behavior of the people. Unless you stop and ask them, how are you, and they answer you in Creole, you will never know the difference between Liberia and Senegal, because we have a place like that called Red Light. The behavior is the same. Basically, we would want to promote the idea of oneness of purpose as a people. We want to promote the issues that continue to cement us and that would give us peace.
Promoting those issues you're talking about, there must be this political backing, and you are coming from Liberia, and with the political experience and background you already have, how do you plan to use it to ensure that you promote the values of the Mama River Union?
The political will that you talk about has been exemplified by all of our leaders. President Ernest Bai Koroma believed and lived and talked and is acting in support of gender and women leadership. So he was the first trailblazer to appoint a woman in the person of Madam Linda Koroma as the Deputy Secretary General to the Mama River Union. This was in 2008 when President Koroma appointed Madam Linda Koroma. President Conde, Alpha Conde of Guinea, appointed Dr. Hadja Sara Daraban as the Secretary General of the Mana River Union. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has appointed me, a woman, to come and succeed another woman as Secretary General. President Ouattara, Alassane Ouattara of Cote d'Ivoire, has also appointed another woman to succeed a male counterpart from Cote d'Ivoire. So we see that the political will exists, and all we have to do is design the right program, encourage the right people to come along.
Talking about designing programs, your predecessor spoke about the involvement of civil society, women groups, and other partners in terms of working towards achieving the goals of the Mama River Union. What are your plans towards this direction?
Well, definitely, our predecessor had a great program for women's empowerment as well as youth employment. We will take up after the programs that she had initiated. We will work, for example, with partners such as the ADB, that is the Africa Bank for Development. We will work with them to improve upon and create newer avenues for women. We believe that the more educated a woman is, the more empowered she is, the more encouraged she is, the more stable, the more peaceful, and subsequently the more developed that society will be.
Giving strength to the economy is one of the goals of the Mama River Union. What are your own initiatives, thinking about what happened when the Ebola outbreak came to Sierra Leone and Liberia, in this direction?
Definitely in the area of health, I mean, Ebola was a disaster for us. It's a disease that we hope never to encounter, but the reality must remind us that it is a virus that lives and will appear in maybe in a mutated form within another 10 to 13 years. It will come back for some way, so we must be prepared. And if we are able to secure the border region, then we can be pushing from the rear while the government is at the center. Anything that we can do to identify those things that are national in character, that are positive, that are helpful to secure peace. Don't forget, Sierra Leone is going to elections next year, March. Liberia is going to elections in October. Our elections in October will be the first time in 73 years that we are having a peaceful transition from one elected government to the other.
So what do you expect from Sierra Leone?
We expect that we will work with the media in Sierra Leone, the media in Liberia, subsequently Guinea would also be having an election, that we will ensure that coverage is national, the scope is broad, the issues are sufficiently national and positive, and that we keep a level playing field open to everyone, and that at the end of the day, we see that this is just a process for you know, effective governance.
You spoke about border security. What should people expect from your own leadership in terms of improving or maintaining the border security in the Mono River Union counties?
The borders are a challenge. You hear people talk about the borders being porous. But I guess if we encourage the spirit that we are one and the same people, there are some people who take a bath in Liberia and come to school in Freetown. They wash their face here and they go over there to eat. So why should we erect boundaries and borders and this one? But again, in terms of a formal border, yes, there's the border side, official crossing point. But we think like between Liberia and Sierra Leone, I think there are about 75 porous border crossing points. All we want to do, if we can, as we try, is to ensure that one, we respect and trust each other, that we function along the lines of our different governments, because they expect us to be civil, they expect us to be peaceful, they don't expect us to fight, they expect us to trade. There are a number of women who trade between Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire. They go up and down every day. Ours is to make sure there's free movement of people, that people respect the law, you pay the taxes, those who are agents of the state in terms of custom, police, gendarme, military, do not harass the women who are genuine traders, to make sure that we are not smuggling in a seamless fashion without any bother.
Ambassador, to achieve these your outlined goals, you need cooperation. What do you expect from the land institutions you will be working with?
Well, definitely. Over the years, the Mono River Union has worked with a number of partners. My predecessor, Madam Sarah Daraba, has been able to establish a good network, and we will build upon those network, and we will expand the network. But definitely, in terms of expanding the network, of building partnership, this is what we intend to do. Beginning next week, all I will be doing is to reach out to partners to let them know that we're here, we're about to revive, regain, and renew our friendship and partnership, getting ready to just move on.
Ina, the newly Secretary General for the Mono River Union, and Ina Ambassador Madina Wose, Ibe they talk to Mabel Kaba, but how he plan for continue with the union in work na the sub-region. The program where they listen to na made the show, and they come to live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Continue for send your text message to the number 0779-81981. The number again at 0779-81981. I still get with me na the studio, the coordinator for Christ Mission Campaign. We can for can talk about the conference and same way so the operation. Well, now the conference done. What in Christ Mission Campaign they expect then school picking there so we una don't go give sabito for do after with this conference here so done.
Yeah, they expect them to go and share the knowledge we don't gain. I'll not be saying this, a Christ Mission Campaign are just the umbrella name. And then we get the youth department of the Christ Mission Campaign, so we're in a Youth for Jesus campaign. So like now then we organize the conference for youths. So we expect them actually for go and put waiting we don't teach them into practice, and also for extend them to other people them as well. They encompass student them as well.
Okay, now make we come but on the operations of Christ Mission Campaign. Now one go ask for knowing as some of the thing them way on a they do, way Christ Mission Campaign International they do.
Yeah, like I just say, the annual school conference not just one we can do. We also do work on other conferences for we believe they can be of benefits. You know, can not only be for student them just like that, but we also want to cater for other classes of people as well.
Not just conference on a key organize.
No, not conferences alone. Christ Mission Campaign are also a charitable organization. Now what we actually do, we normally bring resources together for cater for people already in need, especially young people. And we discover say some people in the way normally they get the potential, they get the ability, but they don't get the kind support. So now we goal that in fact as we expand in the future, we for cater for a large amount of people in that kind of state. We some man get qualification, but it is struggle. Some man not just get nothing for doing in life, some man don't drop out. We also can do that.
Okay, you earlier talked about academic program them we wanna can engage on. What are some of the academic program there?
Yeah, like this one we are just talk on, we include them purposely in the conference for that. We can do like for talk on the career aspect of people, like I say, and also we also involve sometimes in the, we can involve quiz competition in some of the things in the way for broaden the minds of students, for making them able for like read deeper and for understand certain concepts deeper. So but our major target in the field of academia now for let people able discover quick what they want for becoming life. We discover say Africa gets a problem, and for instance, if you are a child grown in Africa, it's difficult for let you know what you really want for become, because sometimes society not create platform for that. Now if you ask a child in Africa what you want for become, let's say somebody with small 5 or 6, if you talk to a president, sometimes you see parents talking, don't talk about unrealistic dreams, you know, they kill that thing in them from way small.
Okay, so now get the platform for make picking them know it in.
Yeah, they can for discover. Like me when I be grow up, I discover say I be left for scatter things. I like for know what inside electronics gadgets. And me daddy not be too glad with that, because he not be too understand. I dey tell you about African problem now. So sometimes they used to beat me. If I don't go take torchlight, I put me on ball by hangam. They used to beat me up. We are scattered, they beat me. But it was in me, I wanted to become an engineer. So I pursued that, and today me an engineer, because it was just boiling in me.
Okay.
They not able to kill him because I discovered that early. But some people know can begin and you know able to go then and knock and down the thing, die out of them, and able to achieve what thing if really achieve.
Okay, so apart from engaging the school picking them, when I not think say when I for engage the parents them back, because like I swear to you don't talk, so you may don't they do something where you small, where you papa be the frown at. So when I not feel safe for engage the parents them back, make them go no, but then kind of thing they are so that they not go stop them picking them if they want be this kind of person, and so.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Something we'll educate parents as well, because now a very serious issue when it comes to the area of career people from the do. Like for instance, in my own case, me lad in a medical person, so if you only I do medicine at all cost. So there was this pressure on me. I tell and say me I know even the order of medicine I know like that kind of way. So I for don't find myself in the wrong place, you know. So I think they then self need orientation concerning. Then continue this
one. Okay, continue for day with me. In name na Cyril Boyma, and in the coordinator for Christ Mission Campaign International. We come for can help me talk about the conference and same way so the operation. Well, we'll go for a short music break. When we come back, the program go continue.
You be my defender. I'm not
thank you to we brother Emmasin Bokari we do for with that song there inside the program where he called Defender. The program where you listen to na midday show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Still with me inside the studio, I get with me Cyril Boyma. We come for can talk about the mission in work. And same way, so you get the chance for listen to interviews, reports with the inside the program for you. I will go now on the pharmacy board. Pharmacy board salon are the body where responsible for monitor and regulate where people they sell and bring medicine them na salon. But over the past year them, this board don't they get plenty challenge them. Like for control the way how people they sell medicine them na street. For address them challenge and make pharmacy board salon, don't pull na do the new building. We get new laboratory for do all tests for medicine and other thing them. Where them bill and it cost over 1 billion leons. Wisha Johnson at the registrar for pharmacy board salon. It talk more inside this interview to We Radio Democracy producer Alex Lawrence Koroma.
The background to this building emanates from the fact that over the years, pharmacy board don't do grow and improve on the type of services we provide. And we don't reach to a point where we exist in building no longer able for sustain with activities. So based on that, we take upon ourselves one, for expand the existing laboratory, and also to improve on the number of administrative office space that were available. So now based on that, now we decide for start on this project and complete them daily today.
Well, of course, now in the area of the laboratory, we to now open our one leg will be very important. First time, waiting, come the way new.
Well, now, we all know, say, in the world today, for me, anything will normally go for follow certain standard procedures and processes. So, all the laboratory we will get, we will not be able to use our laboratory for internationally pre-qualified our laboratory. See, because in the line of job today, we get international standards we will follow. But for more we will follow that standard and day, we go forget a minimum infrastructure requirement. So in line with government initiative for develop and improve the quality of service, we decide for expand on the infrastructural capability so that we will now able to apply to the international standard organization for certify the pharmacy board laboratory as a laboratory that is accredited for the testing of medicines locally and internationally. Inside it now, it will bring confidence to the country, particularly one, for the donor partners in terms of the medicine with the country they buy, and two, the private sector industry will now get courage for invest in the country, because they know say the country now get the capacity for monitor and control the quality of medicines more effectively.
Right. Before we develop this new lab, what are like the challenges we have again?
Well, the challenges are predominantly the same across the health sector. We all know that every country, every system, particularly developing countries alone, is always constrained in terms of logistics and finance. However, as I have been giving my opening statement at the ceremony, sometimes it's not about what you have, it's about what you do with what you get. And because we don't able to manage what they do efficiently, we don't go before small. So, in as much as it's a challenge, we overcome them. Other challenges include things like a weak legislation. All right, we currently they try for review with legislation so that it will take cognizance of more than the regulatory requirements for turning to law, and also for improve on the penal sanctions so that people will stop for violate the provisions of the pharmacy law. For example, now they will sell medicine in the streets. The only reason why people continue for selling medicine in the street now twofold. One, they don't say when they catch them, when they carry them going to court, now pittance and they will pay. Then they left and they will be in sell back. But now you know the law. So if you change the law, make it heavier, you pay heavy money or you go jail, then people will stop. Also, collaboration of stakeholders. Number one, the consuming public. We all know that there's a high degree of self-medication in this country. And because of that, that they drive the drug peddling. But who people are not well, instead of them going at the correct side for the well body business, then they go to tickets for buy medicine. So now it's supply and demand. If person not buy paper, doctor not go sell. Some man will talk, say, well, same way, so, hey, well, I'm not getting money for going to hospital. Some man will say, well, I mean, government's got free healthcare. Yes, free healthcare gets even challenged. Nobody will deny. No system, no day. Picking or picking. We burn them. You go for creep, you go for dog, you go for crawl, you go for dirty before you tin up and worker. So it's a process. We're going through a process. But by and large, if you look at the amount of facilities we governments don't put in place, both in the public and by private sector initiatives, services are available. Before person will buy medicine in the street, why even go to pharmacy will buy them? Because we can guarantee you that today in the pharma sector, you know, easy for me buy medicine, you know, well, go to treat me, go ask people. When last you take medicine, we know when. So at least if you take